the line of cars beside him, looking for a last-minute alternate route home, when a calculating chuckle chilled him to the bone. He knew he should hang up, but this mystery kept the phone to his ear like a reluctant masochism. "I wouldn't do that," the caller advised. "You're better off just playing the round and coming home to your sated boyfriend. You try anything stupid, and you'll just waste time, giving me even more time to spend sucking Nick's exquisite cock." "Like hell you will," in a seething tone now. "Seriously, Zed, you try to cut off that Toyota next to you, and you'll be sorry." Before Zed could ask how the caller knew, a Toyota rumbled in place next to his Porsche. The caller disconnected. "Fuck this." Tossing the cell to one side, he'd demand answers soon enough, assuming his prankster would be able to speak with Zed's hands around his throat. For Nick's sake, too, there better not be another man at home. After all his years of hard work developing new software for Jurgen Technologies, like hell would another man soil what Zed had earned with his money, his home, his bed, his Nick. The light flashed green, and Zed didn't look anywhere but straight ahead, stomping the gas pedal to shoot out of the turn lane and past the car on the right. He was almost to the other side when the Mini Cooper appeared from the lip of Young Street and crashed into the passenger side. The accident did little more than shatter Zed's nerves, but as the scene settled around him, he remembered the caller's prophetic words. "Nick," he whispered near wailing. "I'm sorry. Please, wait for me." "You okay with this?" Danny's gaze shifted nervously about the covered patio behind the house. "What if he, comes home early?" Nick Wells sat across from Danny on the padded wicker chair, shaking his head. Leaning over the matching ottoman, he fingered the small black film capsule resting on the floral pad and popped off the gray cap. His other hand steadied the bong on the armrest. "He won't be back anytime soon," Nick advised him. "I tried his office and they said he'd already pulled out of the parking lot with the top down and the radio blaring. That only means one thing, and it doesn't involve me." Danny watched Nick pick apart a bud the size of a jelly bean. "If you ask me, your boyfriend is an idiot." Nick was inclined to disagree, but chose not to engage his friend in debate. He'd invited Danny over to help him feel better, not to exacerbate the gaping emotional wound left in his heart by Zed's growing neglect. Insensitive, obtuse, inattentive, definitely, but by no means was his live-in love stupid. With his ingenuity and drive for advancing technology to the benefit of mankind, Cameron Zedmore made Stephen Hawking look like a sixth grader presenting a model of the solar system at a science fair. A science magazine cover boy, Zed had single-handedly brought Jurgen Technologies to the forefront of cryogenic research, and now attempted to top himself with some kind of super-secret project with which Nick wasn't acquainted. Let him play his round of golf. He'd earned it. Heh. The secrecy pissed Nick off to no end. Considering how Zed's work often made for extensive, if not outright dull, pillow talk, he supposed this time he was good enough to fuck, but confiding in him was no longer necessary. Now he received no pillow talk, pillow fights, or even indentations on Zed's pillow next to his. "I think we're ready," he said instead. The cherry in place, Nick covered the mouth of the small bong and inhaled. Water bubbled in the base as Danny lit the bud, and soon the pipe filled with sweet-smelling smoke, which Nick quickly sucked into his lungs and held for a good 5 seconds. "Damn!" He sighed out the fading gray cloud and handed the bong to Danny for a hit. "That's some good shit." Already he could feel a coolness spreading across his shoulder blades, the first telltale sign that he was about to get really high. "Thought so," Danny smiled, and Nick blazed the bud for him. After 2 more hits apiece, Nick felt content to cross his legs at the ankles and stare at the patio ceiling. White painted wood fibers danced and wriggled along the boards, and Nick laughed as the world around him slowed to movie-style stop action. Christ, what was the point in this?